This is Nachyomi, Sefer Melachim Bet, chapter 14. We're back to the kingdom of Yehuda, where Amatziah, the son of Yehoash, reigns after the death of his father, the assassination of his father. He follows the path of his father, worshiping Hashem, but not eliminating the private altars that continue to operate throughout the land. He executes those who assassinated his father, Yehoash. However, in deference to the laws of the Torah, he refrains from punishing the children or families of the perpetrators. Amatziah wages successful wars against Edom and captures territory from them. Emboldened by his military successes, Amatziah essentially declares war on the kingdom of Israel, or so it seems, according to most of the interpretations and commentators. King Yehoash of Israel warns Amatziah that he is foolishly overestimating the military prowess of Yehuda, and that he's no match for the forces of Israel. However, Amatziah insists on pressing forward with his plan and is soundly defeated. The army of Israel penetrates as far as Jerusalem, breaching its walls, emptying the treasuries of the temple and the king, and freeing prisoners who hailed from their kingdom. Years later, there's a conspiracy against Amatziah and Yehuda. He flees to Lachish, but is pursued and assassinated there. His son, Azariah, who's also known as Uziah, or Uziahu, is appointed to rule in his place. He rebuilds the port city of Eilat, which is restored to the kingdom of Yehuda. Yehoash, king of Israel, dies and is succeeded by his son Yerovam. Although Yerovam, often called Yerovam II, or the second, to differentiate him from the original Yerovam, continues in the corrupt religious path of his predecessors, nonetheless, Hashem has mercy on Israel, and despite the significant failings he has as a Jew and as a leader, enables Yerovam II to accomplish substantial objectives on the battlefield. Yerovam II fights successfully with Aram and restores the borders of the land to the initial lines specified in the Torah for the first time in generations. The story of Amatziah is particularly worthy of comment. In Sefer Divrei HaYamim, many details are added to the narrative that fill in gaps in the development of the events, but in some ways create even more difficulties for the reader, offering a complex and confusing portrait of the king. It's instructive to compare the accounts in Sefer Melachim and Sefer Divrei HaYamim. However, for our purposes, we want to focus on the story as it's presented in the text in front of us. Clearly, the prophetic author had good reason to provide only the information that he does and what he considered relevant to his message, omitting things that are extraneous to those themes, keeping in mind that the book of Divrei HaYamim was written long after the events occurred and had a very different purpose. So focusing on our text in the book of Melachim, it appears that Amatziah, inspired by his successes in the battles against Edom, feels very proud and strengthened and emboldened by his achievements, and he wants to seek a kind of messianic dream of reunifying the kingdom under the Davidic monarchy, trusting his vision of a greater Israel, and probably with conviction in the idea that Hashem would support and bless his efforts, he confronts opposition forces much larger and more formidable than the armies at his command. Unfortunately, it seems that Amatziah overestimated his own closeness to Hashem, and was therefore quite unrealistic in his hope that he would win the war. Sefer Melachim offers us an insight into the failings of Amatziah through its brief description of what he does and does not do. The text is very candid about the fact that, contrary to his self-assessment, Amatziah is not an ideal Davidic king. Individual altars continue to thrive on his watch, which undermines his claim to being the right man to reunify the kingdom. Moreover, we notice a glaring omission from the picture: no consultation with a prophet that would inform the king in the name of God whether he was adopting the correct course of action and whether he would prevail. In the version of events included in Sefer Melachim, the story of Amatziah warns us of the danger of a king who overestimates the favor he has earned in the eyes of God. He may trust in Hashem's help without actually seeking his word or his guidance, and then pursue risky courses of action on that basis. A leader who's caught up in apocalyptic political or religious visions and sees himself as fulfilling a messianic role may throw caution and rationality to the wind while chasing his dream, thereby setting himself and his people up for disaster.